The EU wants to seize your old car to meet climate goals. How about that? Yeah, it's coming out of Sweden. As I said before, I remember when I was in high school, Volvo was taking the tack. We make really good durable cars because the average age of a car in Sweden is 11 years. And I remember looking at it and it's like, well, they don't seem to really be all that great in terms of Consumer Reports. I think people keep these things running because they live in a socialist country where they don't have as much disposable income. Because at the time, you know, people were changing cars every 3 or 4 years here. There was a constant rotate through, and the automobile manufacturers are making radical changes to the styling and the performance of the cars. And things are pretty stagnant in Volvo because it was socialism. But now this is Peter Emanuelson, his Substack. He says, this is what's being proposed by the EU. They are calling this end-of-life vehicles. Yeah, this is kind of like a do not resuscitate for your car. If it's old enough, you're not going to be allowed to fix it. We're just going to come to your house, seize your car, take it to the junkyard, and scrap it. And we all saw this coming, didn't we? We saw it with the cash for clunkers thing with Obama. And understand that they will typically introduce these things that are eventually going to be done by force. They will typically introduce them in a sugar-coated way. You know, we're going to bribe you to do this or bribe you to do that. And then after a while, they just come out and say, okay, people aren't taking the bribe anymore. Let's just drop the hammer and force them to do it. That's what we saw with the vaccines partially. A new set of criteria will be established that will decide whether or not you'll be allowed to keep your car. If your car does not meet this criteria, the EU will seize your car and scrap it. One of the criteria is if your car has missed its regular EU checkup for 2 years, then it is considered to be waste and they will scrap it. So if you haven't got it inspected for 2 years, they'll just come and confiscate it and destroy it. Another thing they're talking about is to introduce a passport for vehicles. Why? Well, because everything must be tracked, just like you. We have to have a passport to know if you've been vaccinated and on what this whole passport thing. Again, coming from Davos, the Commons project they had, inside of that they had Common Pass, and it was exactly what was implemented at the EU and other places. They had it there as a template. They had it there as an example, and everybody implemented it the same way that they did. They had proposed doing it at a global level, which they will do. The only difference between their plan and the EU's plan was that their plan had a global database. And the EU, as of the moment, is just for the EU. But again, a passport for your vehicle. Circular passport. I don't know what's circular about it. Maybe the logic of this. If the cost of repairing your car exceeds the value of your car, the EU will seize it and scrap it. If you miss 2 years, they will seize it and scrap it. If you don't have the appropriate passport, they will seize it and scrap it. Do you see a trend here? They're looking for excuses. There is an exception for cars that are more than 30 years old, but they have to be original. That means that you can't put in a different engine than was originally there. And you will still have to meet the EU emissions control. So guess what? The 30-year-old cars, they will seize and scrap. You're not going to be able to get past their emission control checks with the original engine. So, meaning many older cars will be considered to be waste. They will seize your car. They'll scrap it. They'll use the excuse of recycling it to meeting climate goals. In other words, you belong to the state and you will own nothing, is what Peter is saying. And that's exactly true. They want what is called circularity in design and production. So they don't want you to have your car for too long. This is a circularity. I think they're, you know, let's keep these things in circulation. Because that we're not trying to recycle, reuse, and because we're just going to have planned obsolescence. But it's gone beyond planned obsolescence. It's planned slavery for the common man. And it's going to be the fanfare for the common man. It's going to be the finale for the common man if they get their way. Circularity in design and production. They don't want you to have your car for too long. They want it back. I'm sure the car manufacturers are very happy about this, as it'll give them more customers more often. You see, if you don't want to buy the new electric cars, well, I guess we'll just have to seize your other car. You know, not going to, you don't want to trade it in? Well, too bad. We'll come trade it in for you. And he points out, it's nothing other than climate communism. And that truly is what this is.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.